Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Alaska Fine Arts Academy production of the popular Charlotte's Web, a musical version this time.
And to talk about it, we have Renee Crumley, who's the director, and Angela Harris, who's playing Charlotte, and welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Charlotte, how did you get to be Charlotte?
Renee had open auditions, and mm-hmm. So I went, sang a couple of songs for her, and she picked me.
Excellent.
So, Angela, you're playing the part of Charlotte, and I understand this is a show for kids. You have something like 40 kids and only a few adults. You're obviously one of the adults in the show.
Right.
Are you having fun playing with the kids?
It's wonderful. I'm a teacher, a music teacher. I substitute teach at school, so I'm around children a lot. But it's been fun. At the Academy, we teach children anyway, so it's been a learning experience for them. And it's nice being on stage with them, teaching them stage presence. How to do this, how to do that.
And Charlotte, after all, is a spider. What's your costume like?
I have a twinkling tutu. It's interesting.
She lights up.
I do.
Yes,
I light
she
up.
She lights up.
So. Good for her.
And she has to climb a web. We actually have a very large web that isn't quite finished, but it will be created on stage, and she climbs the web up and down and... very interesting stage set. So
you actually you build the web on the stage as Charlotte would have made the web
right.
on the stage. Interesting.
Yeah, it's about a 6-foot by 6-foot web constructed out of metal, but it will be covered with wood. You won't see the metal construction behind it, so that it's nice and sturdy. Nobody falls. And then it's strung with rope. And then she will climb it, and then she will also be spinning all of her words onto the web, because as we all know that Charlotte spins the words for describing Wilbur throughout the show. So she will have to work with this web and figure out how to put the letters up and construct all of those.
My goodness, that sounds difficult.
Yeah, and she's biting at the bit to get that web completed so that she can start practicing with it.
And Angela, you thought just singing got you the part. Maybe it's your climbing skills.
We'll see on the climbing skills.
Well, Renee, this is the wonderful story, Charlotte's Web, and
yes.
Turned into a musical. Tell us a little bit how your production is translating this wonderful tale to the stage.
We start out with the Arbles in their kitchen, the family of the Arbles and Fern, who saves Wilbur from being, because Wilbur is the runt, and saves her from her papa and being killed. And our Wilbur is a 10-year-old girl, and very skinny, so we're playing on the fact that she doesn't actually get fat and be killed, but then they put her at Zuckerman's farm because Fern doesn't want her to be killed, and Zuckerman takes care of her and then decides to enter in the county fair, and if she can win the blue ribbon at the county fair, and we have a big county fair scene, lots of singing and dancing and balloons and fair
Concessions.
We have a concessionaire. We have fair games that the kids will be playing and lots of things. And so that's our huge, big musical number that ends Act 1 and begins Act 2. So big number there. Of course, Charlotte does die and doesn't come back to the farm. So that's been really hard because Angela wants to cry every time that we get to that, and I do too.
We
both end up in tears.
Hey, listen, I teared up.
Yeah, and that's actually been, you know, a bit, and we're using it because we do think that we would actually get emotional at that part. But for kids, you know, most of them know the show and know the story. So, you know, they're prepared for the fact that Charlotte, you know, lays her egg sack and then dies on us and doesn't come back to the farm. But Wilbur takes her egg sac back to the farm, and the baby spiders hatch, and we have three baby spiders who stay at the farm and befriend Wilbur and the other farm animals. So it is really the classic tale of that story put into musical form.
It stays true to the book.
Very true. Mm-hmm.
So wonderful lessons on friendship, working together, lessons on death and new life when the new babies come and Wilbur has more friends and he becomes friends with the baby in the spring. Yeah. So it's wonderful life lessons for the children who come to see it and for the children who are in the play with us.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests, Renee Crumley, director, and Angela Harris, playing Charlotte, from the production of Charlotte's Web, a musical at our Alaska Fine Arts Academy up in Eagle River.
Well, tell us about some of the other characters in the show. We've talked about Wilbur and Charlotte, and I know this book has just some wonderful characters.
Tell us about some of those. Well, we have lots of farm animals. We have the goose and the gander, who have baby goslings. The story as it's written by Joseph Robinette calls for the goslings to be off stage. However, we had lots of little tiny siblings and we decided to include them. So we do bring them out on stage and they're so cute. These little tutus and their little,
little
rain boots. They wear little yellow galoshes. So they get to come out on stage. We have Templeton the rat, and Templeton has a sidekick in our story who he keeps passing off his duties to so that he doesn't have to do the dirty work. He passes it off to his sidekick. We have the old sheep and the little lambs, and the little lambs who have tons of energy and just skip around everybody on stage. They're so cute. And the costuming has been tough. We've been sewing. I'm used to being the choreographer and the costumer for others. This is my directorial debut, so I'm having a hard time kind of balancing all of those, doing costumes, doing the choreography, doing the directing. So it's been interesting.
So you're doing all three?
I'm doing all three, pretty much. I mean, I have lots of people helping me sew the costumes, but the ideas were all mine, and I kind of created them and showed other people how to sew them for
Well, fascinating, all of these. So, a spider costume just to begin with sounds absolutely impossible.
Yeah, the spider costume was interesting. The lambs are very interesting. They have lots of little mop heads sewn to vests, and they hang down so they look like the wool on the sheep, and we're personifying the animals, so they won't be in full makeup like an animal. They just have hats that have their ears, and then the clothing is colored, and the vests have fur to indicate the animals. And we've added horses and goats and a cow.
The cow is my favorite.
She loves the cow.
I like to pet the cow.
The cow is very soft. The only cow fabric I could find was the really, really soft stuff that you make blankets out of. So everybody wants to pet the cow. She's a cowgirl. So she has a vest and the chaps, and she's very cute. And everybody wants to pet her because she's so soft.
I think the word we keep hearing over and over again is this play is cute, or the people are so cute. I can see how that's going
to be. It is. All the kids are just darling, and they're having fun and starting to play with it and really, you know, interact as animals and getting into their characters as animals and move over and a bunch of fun lines that they get to have, and the little sheep who just skip around the stage and skip circles around everybody all the time. Lots of fun.
You're going to hate when the show closes, aren't you?
We're going to miss it. We're definitely going to miss the family that we're building there. It's been a lot of fun.
That sounds like a good one to go up and see.
All right. Yeah. Angela, you mentioned a moment ago that you are a teacher, and you're one of the adults in this cast. You said you're sort of instructing some of the younger actors as well. Has that been fun for you to do?
It has been. We have a lot of them try to turn their back to the audience or directly talk to the back wall. So Renee and I will turn them this way, or how about do it this way, teaching them where upstage is, downstage, stage right, stage left, little theatrical things. Because it's a musical, we're teaching them how to keep their mouth open when they're singing and not singing through their teeth, little things like that.
And I guess as the character of Charlotte, you naturally fall into this maternal role with these kids on stage.
That's how I'm playing Charlotte. As I read Charlotte's web to the different classes that I've taught for over the years, I have had a hard time not crying at the end. Classes have made fun of me. But I always thought of Charlotte because she takes on a maternal role with Wilbur. I'm playing her as a maternal role towards Wilbur that way.
Mm-hmm.
She has a very nice, airy, whispery kind of voice, too. So it really just lent to the character of Charlotte beautifully.
Excellent. So,
yes.
Well, her voice is very good on the radio, too.
Thank you.
Well, it sounds like a fun show. And like you say, it's a cute portrayal of all these different animals and so forth with a maternal aspect of Charlotte. So.
Yes,
I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful show. Any last things you want to tell us about the show? We are just about to close up here.
Well, we're just really making our push to the end, getting everybody's memorized. And I just really think that it's a show for families, for everybody to come see. It's just a lot of fun. We're a small theater, a very small theater. We only seat about 100 seats in the theater, and we're open to having kids brought to the shows and to see this wonderful production.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Renee Crumley, director, and Angela Harris playing Charlotte in Charlotte's Web at Alaska Academy of Fine Arts. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
The Last Frontier Theater Conference will be held early this year, May 18th to 25th in Valdez. This annual worldwide conference attracts playwrights from around the world. For more information, go to theaterconference.org or just Google Valdez, Alaska.
We have two shows up in Talkeetna. You can see a frontier variety show called Shenanigans in the Sluice Box, performing tonight and tomorrow at 8 p.m., and also the Alaska Home Companion on Saturday, May the 4th at 7:30. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Nonsense opens this weekend and runs through May 19th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Another twofer here. We have two excellent acting schools in Anchorage. They're taking registration for summer classes of many kinds. The Alaska Theater of Youth can be reached by email at admin@alaskatheaterofyouth.org or 907-338-4901. And then TBA, which teaches all ages, may be reached at 677-PLAY or tbatheater.org.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River presents Charlotte's Web, opening next weekend, May 3rd, and running through May 18th. Showtimes are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, and Saturday at 2. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
And remember, KSKA is listener-supported radio.
You can support Stage Talk at KSKA by becoming a member of Alaska Public Media online at alaskapublic.org.
Thanks for listening to Stage Talk on KSKA, and thanks for supporting FM 91.1.